Satan's Workshop by J.A. James. I don't want Satan to outwit us. After all, we are not ignorant about Satan's scheming. 2 Corinthians 2, verse 11. The press has a great power for evil. Infidel and immoral writers are pouring forth a deluge of skepticism and vice, which are depositing a pernicious and pestiferous slime over the minds of the people. Let it be imagined, if imagined it can be, what must be the state of multitudes in this country when millions of pestiferous publications are annually going out among the masses of our population. Let the minds of all Christian people dwell upon the insult offered to God, the ruin brought upon souls, the injury done to morals, and the mischief perpetrated in the nation by such a state of things. These ungodly publications originate from Satan's workshop and reflect the scenes of that dreadful laboratory of mental poison. These authors, printers, publishers, booksellers, vendors by myriads are all busy and indefatigable to do what? To destroy the Bible, to corrupt the mind, to pull down the cross, to dethrone God, to subvert true religion, to turn man into a speaking brute, to overturn all morality, to poison the springs of domestic happiness, to dissolve the ties of social order, to plunge our country into ruin. Satan and all his emissaries upon earth are in earnest in ruining men's souls. We have an evil to contend with, so gigantic in its strength, so diffused in its influence all around us, so infectious and malignant in its effects. The enemy is coming in like a flood. Infidelity and immorality are invading us. The alarm bell must be rung. Editor's note. In 1848, when J.A. James wrote this article, the press was the only media available. What would he say today, with the deluge ungodly media from Satan's workshop pouring into Christian homes and minds? This Puritan devotional has been brought to you by Grace Gems, a treasury of ageless sovereign grace writings. Please visit our website at www.gracegems.org, where you can browse and freely download thousands of choice books, sermons, and quotes, along with select audio messages. No donations accepted. Thank you.